Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here
to analyze the game they love
for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
It's kind of safe to assume, or at least I'm starting to lean, that the Dolphins are probably going to sit steady at pick 21 and see what if they can really let the board fall their way. So we have 11 players that we think are going to be completely gone. We have four guys that might be worth trading up for, but we kind of assume they'll be gone too. So that gives us 15. Let's throw three wild cards in. That gives us 18. Kat, then you also have a list of, let me see here, seven players who you'd embrace at pick 21. And this is the category I think we should spend the most time on, because I see seven names here, honestly, where I'd be willing to almost hang up, listen, and just ride into the night with one of these guys.
Yeah, and the thing about trading down from pick 21 is, what would you actually get if you traded from 21 down to 29? For example, you might get a pair of fourth round picks, like the Seahawks got back in the 2019 draft when they traded down for LJ Collier, but you're going to get something like a third or a fourth round pick. So the question is, do you really want to do that? It's hard to tell, but right now I say, no, you probably want to stay at pick number 21. So these seven guys, I want to make very clear, there's very, very little for me separating any of these seven guys. I've said the four that I would trade up for, but number five on my list is Jackson Powers Johnson. And a lot of people have cooled on him over the last couple of months. I'm not one of them, because I keep going back to one thing. Center slash guard, 704 pass protection snaps, zero sacks in those 704 snaps, and four pressures. Okay. And you're talking about somebody who can fill one of two offensive line spots and keep a cleaner pocket for Tua. Then a guy I'm willing to pound on the table for, and that's Chop Robinson from Penn State. Somebody who, look, I think Laiatu Latu is the better overall defensive end. If you're the Bears at pick 9 or the Falcons at pick 8, I think Latu would be the better selection. But I'm going with Chop Robinson for this defense, because for the Dolphins to win, they have to beat the Bills. And they have to stop Josh Allen. For them to stop Josh Allen, they have to get to Josh Allen. And Chop Robinson is a 4.47 player off the edge from Penn State. I know he only had four sacks last year, but he had a very, very high pressure rate. I know Josh has seen a lot of him at Penn State. Very, very quick off the snap and just elite closing ability, and can legitimately outrun Josh Allen in the open field. That's the most important thing for me. Then J.C. Latham from Alabama, the biggest, strongest player in the draft at 6'5". 342. And over the last 2 years, even at his size, had each of the last 2 years played over 800 snaps. And back in 2021, played right guard for 8 games too. So he has that positional versatility as well. Not the best fit in this scheme, but Robert Hunt wasn't either. Then you go to Byron Murphy, elite first step. And he also did it from the nose tackle position, which is insane. So you're looking for interior defensive line pressure. He's somebody you want to look at. And then Laiatu Latu, we've talked about, just over the last 2 years, 24 sacks and 34 tackles for loss the last 2 years. Not bad at all. Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU, 6'3", 210 pounds, runs a 4.34. And if you're looking really to have that supercharged Cedric Wilson option as your third or fourth guy on this offense to really take it over the top, this is the guy you want. 17 touchdowns last year on 68 catches. And then Terrion Arnold is at the bottom of this list, has kind of gravitated a little further to the bottom for me. I like Quinyon Mitchell a lot better than him. When I watched more of Terrion Arnold, I saw a player at the cornerback spot who got a little grabby down the field, and he runs a 4.5, not the 4.3s that I thought he would run. So those are the guys that I am really excited about at pick number 21, if they fall to that spot.
Joshua, I got to ask you here. We got someone like Jackson Powers Johnson, who I think you could draft, and all of a sudden you have a starter for 3-4 seasons. You have an edge rusher where I think we spent a couple of pods talking about Christian Wilkins, and you're not going to be able to match his production 90%+ of snaps. But Chop Robinson, that pressure rate, that kind of sounds like replacing Christian Wilkins in a sense, even though that volume might not be there. And then you have an absolute unicorn at wide receiver, someone like Brian Thomas, who could come in and just change the dynamics so much. So where do your eyes go when you hear those three options?
I mean, that's a tough one. I think I try to stand pat and still go with the offensive line, still try to solidify that. I mean, I know a lot of people are getting down on Jackson Powers Johnson, like Kat mentioned. I think today Marcus Mosher posts like consensus draft boards or whatever, what scouts are saying. And I think he and Graham Barton may have switched spots like 29 to 24 or something like that. But it just goes to show you that, you know, the recency bias or whatever, right? Because a couple months ago, we were sitting here talking about this guy as a for sure first round pick. He mentioned Chop Robinson. I've definitely seen him play up here. I think CK Parrott tweeted out, this is a guy kind of reminds me of Cameron Wake. So he's a guy I've been putting on the back burner because I knew what he could do throughout the year. But I still look at this list, man, and I still see Leiatu Latu, and I just can't unsee that name right there.
Kat, in your expert opinion, if you want to talk strictly the Buffalo Bills and stopping Josh Allen, would you prefer seeing that pressure from the edge, someone like Robinson or Latu, or do you think someone like Byron Murphy, that idea that the Dolphins had that interior pressure before, was the right process and they just weren't getting that result just yet?
You know, when I look at Murphy, it's the first 2 seconds of the play that define what he does, because he's going to beat you off the snap quickly and he's going to get in the face of the quarterback. And if not, then he does not have Chop Robinson's ability to chase down Josh Allen in the open field. That's what separates Chop from me in this entire draft. Now, Chop has a lot more bust potential too. I mean, like he has been the clear-cut consensus fourth edge player for a reason, because, you know, he only had 4 sacks last year and 7 tackles for loss. But I also saw a guy with a very high pressure rate and caused a lot of havoc. And the best predictor for me for getting sacks in the NFL is the ability to pressure the quarterback consistently at the college level. So I like Chop Robinson just a little bit more than Byron Murphy, but I've got on this list Chop at 6, Murphy at 8, not much separating the two.
And Josh, as we run through these names, I mean, we've been ranting and raving about these guys for a few months. I mean, if the Dolphins were to try to trade down to pick 25 to 29, I mean, Kat hit on it earlier. What are you getting, a couple extra fourths, maybe an extra third next year? Like, is there like an ick point for you when you hear stuff like that and you don't even want to try to rebuild some of that draft capital? And like, you just kind of want to take that guy. I mean, the Dolphins, I think, were penciled in. I wish I had in front of me where they could have gotten Earl Thomas when he was drafted, and instead they traded back thinking they'll get their blue chip player just a few more picks down. And it just doesn't always work that way. Do you see an ick factor somewhere once they kind of start discussing trading down? Would you really get excited about 2 fourth-round picks or a third round pick?
Yeah, I don't know that I would. I mean, it would really depend on, you know, what your intel tells you, right? I mean, if you're trading down and, you know, maybe 2 quarterbacks for, you know, heaven forbid, you know, if you luck into that and they go and then these guys fall right into your lap, that's a perfect scenario. But I just always go back to when the Dolphins traded down thinking I believe they wanted Cesar Ruiz. I don't have any sources, but it sounds like that was their guy. They ended up getting sniped and got stuck with no Igbinoghene. So that always burns into my brain. If you like a player and he's there, just take him. At this point, we all know the Dolphins are in win now mode. I feel the same way. If you know, we all want them to trade down and accumulate more picks, because we all love doing our mock draft simulators, right? And having more picks to use and building this team. But if they have a guy that they want to trade up for, I'd be okay with that, because we can sit here and say, we can all sit here and look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves, right? This window is now until I don't know how long, and Dolphins need to start winning now, because as we know, they haven't done it for a long time.
Kat, what would you need to see come across the table in a trade where you'd be willing, and I don't want you to, we'll go through your full list in a second here, but what would you be willing to kind of get in order to say and be happy, like, all right, let's have pick 29 or pick 33 and get Zach Frazier or Patrick Paul or Johnny Newton. What would you need to see that draft capital be from the other team?
Just looking at the last about 10 years, the one trade that would interest me is when the Commanders traded from pick 46 up to 26. And they gave up a future second round pick and I think another late round pick as well. And they took Montez Sweat. It would have to be something like that, because otherwise you're looking at like a third or fourth round pick.
They aren't always the most impactful type players, and the Dolphins are at a point. I mean, Josh just said it. This window is open. We don't know how open. If we start to squint, it does look decently open for the Dolphins here, but you need to get someone who can walk into the field or walk into the locker room and have an instant impact. So that'll be something so important to keep in mind as we approach Thursday night.